Hello, this is Larissa Noonan of LarissaNoonan.com. In this audio, you will discover owl eyes. Imagine an owl. Think about its large, round eyes. Curiously, the eyes of an owl are fixed in its head. This means they can't look left, right, up, or down without physically turning or moving their necks. Let's become an owl. When first learning owl eyes, I suggest standing so that your arms have full range of motion. Once you have a sense of owl eyes, you will be able to shift into them at any time, when standing, sitting, lying down, with your eyes open or closed. To begin, focus your eyes on a point across the room. Pretend that, just like an owl, your eyes can't move left, right, up, or down, and yet you can still see everything around you. Raise your arms to shoulder height in front of you. With your eyes focused on the horizon or on your point across the room, wiggle your fingers. Still wiggling your fingers, spread your arms as far apart as possible, while still being able to see the fingers of both hands wiggling. Your vision will soften and blur a little to make this possible. That's what we want. How wide can you open your arms before you lose sight of the fingers of both hands wiggling in your periphery at the same time? Now return your arms so they are out in front of you again. Stretch one arm up and the other arm down. How far apart can you stretch your arms vertically and still see the fingers of both hands wiggling? And now practice shifting between horizontal and vertical expansion. Trace the edges of your owl eyes. You might discover that there are areas where you have to bring your arms in closer together and other areas where you can stretch your arms quite wide apart. Just play and discover where the edges are of your owl eyes. And once you have a sense of how it feels to be in owl eyes, practice shifting between your normal vision and owl eyes. What happens inside of you as you shift your focus back and forth? Do you notice any difference in the sensations and tensions in your body? If so, take a moment to describe what you notice. Remember, mind spin is a primary symptom and cause of overwhelm. Take a moment and notice your thoughts. And now, shift into owl eyes. What happens to your thoughts when you shift into owl eyes? So that is owl eyes. Take some time and practice shifting into owl eyes throughout the rest of your day. In the next recording, I will lead you through a process for using owl eyes when you are feeling overwhelmed.